The trust was set up in 1973 by Joe Henson, which was the father of Adam Henson, who everyone knows from Countryfile. So in 1973, it was set up to save rare farm animals and horses, which had been used previously to work the land. So just after the war, everything went very commercial. And then there wasn't a need for the more traditional animals because they needed faster growing animals. So, like I said, it was set up in 1973, and since then we haven't lost any other rare breeds.
What sort of breeds do you try and protect?
So there's different breeds of cattle, sheep, goats, there's poultry and the horses. So sheep, for example, in this area, we've got the Norfolk Horn, which is a good local breed. It was nearly extinct in 1973 when it was first set up, and since then it's gone right the way through the list. So when I refer to the list, it's the watch list, and it's what the RBST uses to monitor how well a rare breed is doing. So it starts off at critical, and then it goes, which is number one, then it goes through the stages, and number five is minority. So the Norfolk Horn has gone from critical and it's now a minority breed, which is a success story.
Why is it important that we protect these breeds?
Because the more commercial breeds grow fast, so they need more intensive types of farming. So new modern grass swards. If you lose the traditional animals, you lose the traditional types of sort of farming landscape. So all your traditional parkland with different species of grass, all the old varieties.
So it's not just about the animals, it's about the whole ecostructure.
It's about the whole ecostructure, the whole landscape. You know, what we deem as like the Yorkshire Dales wouldn't be that without some of the rarer, more traditional breeds, and the same with Norfolk, all the parklands, you know, and the Brecklands. I mean, that we go back to the Norfolk Horn again. The Norfolk Horn shaped the Brecklands, and there is now a project being done with the RBST to show how much influence the Norfolk Horn had on the Breckland landscape in Norfolk and Suffolk.
And you mentioned horses, of course. In the pre-war days, they would have been used on the farm as
yes.
labour, and things like the Suffolk Punch have become very endangered.
The Suffolk Punch, there's more pandas in the world than there are Suffolk Punches. So everyone, when they think of something rare, with the WWF symbol is the panda, everyone always harks back to the panda, but yes, there are less Suffolk Punches. And that is basically due to tractors. You know, there are still some places using horses. You've got the Gresson Hall Workhouse, they still use Suffolk Punches to work the land. But yes, and there's all the sort of Dalesbred ponies, there's lots of different, the Eriskay, the Highland pony, which was used to take the game off the hills for when the deer stalkers used to go after the deer. But yeah, with our, you know, with the RBST, with people keep supporting the RBST, we won't let them become extinct.
What sort of reaction do you get from people?
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, well, people are really supportive. Like I say, there's the RBST, which is the national group, and then it's split into different support groups. So we have different support groups attending all their local shows. So, I mean, our big one, for example, is the Norfolk show. We do the Wayland show, the Suffolk show. You know, we try and have a presence just so we can educate people, you know, what we are about. But without the support of the general public, you know, it would be hard work.